Clap.
That's so good. So good.
Thanks.
Well, how are you? As if we didn't just talk for like the last 2 hours.
I know. As I said, I'm slay, serving, and surviving.
You know what? I'm glad. I'm
Thank
glad
you.
for you.
I'm really in my fucking filth era. The way that we have received a note that I should curse less, and I immediately did it.
Yeah.
The way I just turned, and Bear was like in my sight, and then she just sprinted away. Okay, bye.
You're in your filth era,
Yeah, I'm in my rat era for sure.
your goblin era.
Straight goblin mode
It's
right
goblin
now.
core.
So it's been finals week, is what that means. No, I just have had a very insane April,
Haley's been going through it.
and my usually I'm good at having the craziness just stay inside, but it does look like a tornado went in my room.
Well,
That's
that's fun.
about me. How are you?
I'm good. Went to brunch today. That was fun.
Because it's your birthday tomorrow. Everybody
Yeah.
wishes Sierra a happy birthday when they listen to this episode.
But yeah, so that was a lot of fun. From the drag brunch, so that was even more fun, honestly.
I love a good drag show.
Love a good drag show. How's
Oh,
Bear Bear
hi.
doing? Give a Bear Bear update for the listeners.
She's doing good. She just took a poop on the floor earlier this week, so that was pretty slay of her.
I thought you were going to say like right now, and I was like, what?
No. Earlier this week, as Sierra knows the story, but me and my roommate were just like sitting in the living room, and she just came in and just pooped right on the floor, and we were like, okay, thanks. And then she
Like,
was like
here you
really
go.
embarrassed about it, so she hid, and I cleaned it up and everything, and then she came out after I cleaned it up and like really walked so far around the area where she took the poop.
He was
It
like,
was
oh
really
my
funny.
God, who did that?
As it you
What?
lose your toy?
Oh no, Bear Bear.
She's having a moment, but she's good. I stocked up on chicken crock pot recipes, so she has been very pleased.
Good, good. Nothing but the best for our queen.
Nothing but the best.
If Bear Bear's happy, we're all happy.
Ain't that the truth?
Probably you more than me, honestly, but
She very much lets out her emotions physically. And so, yeah, very happy. Like the way she'll get a little stressed and she'll be like,
Me too. Me too. It's
the
just
way I'll get a
it's a
little
tourist
stressed,
thing.
it's Taurus thing. The way I'll get a little stressed and she'll still be like, bleh.
I guess we should say that. Bear Bear is a year older too now.
Yes, it was her birthday on Tuesday. So she's officially a geriatric cat.
Geriatric.
But she's not very geriatric. She's
She's not moving slow.
under the ottoman right now playing with a toy.
Aww.
Are you getting it? So she's but yes, it was her birthday. I was feeling sick on her birthday, so she probably got the best birthday gift of all, which was I stayed home the whole day.
Oh, Bear Bear.
So that's the Bear Bear update.
Yeah, so everyone wish Bear Bear a happy birthday too, more
They hear
importantly.
this. Yep, more important, Bear's birthday. She's now a big 15-year-old.
Wow. Bear.
On that note,
Well, you want to hear a story?
I do.
Yeah. So I know last time I did my story on Roan Griffin. And I was like, okay, we're going to do some Bennington Triangle. And we are going to do some of that. So don't worry.
Lay. Look at us doing a two-parter.
Hey, I never had an issue with the two-parter. It was only you that had an issue with the two-parter.
Okay, I don't need the hate.
It's my birthday tomorrow. I can't, give me this. This is my gift. Sorry. I'm asking for too much, I know.
You really are. No one's allowed to criticize me.
Absolutely no one.
Not one person.
So I have like 5 pages of notes,
Oh my goodness.
which, and it's all about kind of the history of the Bennington Triangle, and a little blurb about your favorite, the man-eating rock.
The man eating rock. I love her. I love her already. I know she's gonna grow Boss Gaslight and Gatekeep, and I want it all.
I also have an image, not of the man-eating rock, but like an illustration of what the man-eating rock might be like
Oh my
that
God.
I'm saving for you.
Like, it better have hearts all around it.
It doesn't, but I think you're going to love it regardless.
Okay, I'm so excited.
The Bennington Triangle was named after American author Joseph Citroen. Which denotes an
Not
area.
Bennington. The way I was so expecting you to say something Bennington, and then you did not say that.
It's because there's a town called Bennington in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's not named after Bennington the person, unless Bennington the town was named after Bennington the person, in which case I guess the Bennington Triangle is then like a couple of degrees away from being named after Bennington.
Seriously.
It is part of southwestern Vermont. It was popular, or like the area was sort of popularized in Citroen's book called Shadow Child, which talked about some of the disappearances along with some folklore. And the first time he actually used the phrase Bennington Triangle was on a public radio broadcast in 1992. Apparently, there is another spooky triangle in Massachusetts that shares many characteristics and is often compared to the Bennington Triangle, and that is called the Bridgewater Triangle.
Why are they never circles?
I don't know.
Like, wouldn't that make more sense?
You know, you would think, but maybe triangles are just a little bit more spooky.
And what is it with all the like B named triangles?
The Bermuda Triangle, Bennington Triangle, the Bridgewater Triangle. It's a little suspicious.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're onto something, Haley.
I think I am too. I usually am, to be fair.
Think if we go missing, this is why.
Yeah, you guys know why? It's because I'm an icon.
So the Bennington Triangle is said to possibly be a portal to another world or an area where energies and spirits are at work and can drive people mad.
Okay.
Fun fact about the Bennington Triangle is it's kind of a loose definition of space.
Then it's not a triangle. Like someone failed geometry.
Reportedly like very, or most people agree that the center is Glastonbury Mountain, which I'll talk a little bit more about, and that it
Okay.
contains the towns of Bennington, Woodford, Shaftesbury, and Somerset. However, some people say that it extends into, like, it's in southern Vermont and then extends also into New Hampshire a little bit. Some say it's just in Vermont. So the extent of how far it actually goes out is debated,
Fair enough, I guess.
with some people even saying it might be growing and maybe that's it. Maybe it started
No.
small and it's getting bigger.
No. No. I reject that.
Okay. So Glastonbury Mountain is located in Bennington County, Vermont. It is part of the Green Mountain National Forest. It is 3,700 feet tall to its peak. And the Green Mountain National Forest is 400,000 acres. So here, let me pull up a little picture. So this is the Green Mountain Range.
That is very pretty. There's a lot going on your like preview images on the
No, there's a lot going on. Don't worry about it. We'll get to some of it. Not all of it, okay. Continuing on with the notes. I did run into kind of a similar issue with this story as I did with Portlock, Alaska, where I was trying to learn more about sort of the lore and stuff. And there seemed to be, I don't know, maybe it was just confusion on my part, but it felt like different sources were sort of saying different things about where some of this lore originated from.
I don't think it's felt like confusion on your part. I think that's very common for stories like these.
Yeah.
Like word of mouth stories. Yeah.
And specifically, this is in terms of like native folklore, like indigenous peoples. And so I'll give kind of like my understanding of it, but again, just understand that it might be
No, this
wrong
is my
slash missing.
truth.
Okay. So a couple of sources said that, you know, the native people that were originally there were the Algonquin people. However, it is kind of unclear how long they were in this area because, at least more towards modern day, they were a little bit higher north in Canada. However, the Algonquin language was spread like very far and wide. And so there are a lot of like sort of derivative languages based off of Algonquin. And so a lot of times people will say, like, oh, the Algonquins, but they kind of mean like more of the Algonquin speaking people, because it's said that the language, or like that kind of like base language, stretched from Virginia to the Rocky Mountains.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if we can say like specifically it was like the Algonquins that like originally came up with some of these legends. Instead, what I saw most recently, like as of like 2011, was that according to the like US Forestry Service, the original Vermonters were the Abenaki people and the Mohican people, and they are said to have lived in the area for at least 10,000 years. Yeah. And to be fair, the Abenaki people like was at one part, or like was associated with the Algonquin people, but are like no longer, they're considered their own people now. So it's a little hard to figure out like where that separation occurred, and like when you can be like, okay, I'm going to give credit to like this person or this person. So that's just kind of some
Gotcha.
history.
Yeah.
So yeah, so they're considered, the Abenaki are considered the original Vermonters, as recently as I could see. And so they had very firm beliefs in this area, and specifically regarding to Glastonbury Mountain, which seems to be the epicenter of the Bennington Triangle. They believe that their god, Tabaldok, and I'm probably butchering this, so I apologize, dwelled at the summit of the mountain. And so this was an androgynous creator that was believed to have first created people out of stones, but the people that were made out of stones were too cold-hearted, so their creator broke up these people and left the stones scattered across the land, and then made people out of wood, and that became the Abenaki people.
Oh, I love a good though creation story.
I love a good creation story too. That's honestly part of why some of this was so long, was I like just kept kind of going on tangents. And I was like, ooh, look at this.
No, but I love that.
So they believe that, like, or there was one thing that said that they believe that their god resided on this mountain, or this creator resided on this mountain. It's also was said that the four winds met on the top of the mountain and were constantly fighting on the top of the mountain, which is interesting because there is like definitely a lot of very unpredictable weather in that, and the wind often changes very quickly on the top of the mountain, so it can lead to like very like rapid changes in weather.
That is interesting.
And so this partially fueled the idea that, what was that?
Oh, sorry, that was my door.
I thought it was Bear Bear at first. I was like, I've never heard or made that sound.
It was my creaky door.
Anyway, kind of the like volatile conditions and like the changing wind and weather and stuff, all of this sort of led to the belief that either the mountain was cursed or it just like was not suitable for humans to like really live on it and, you know, hunt on it or anything like that. And so it was basically just sort of ignored by the people, except for a small burial ground created at the base. For the most part, like not really touched until settlers came in.
It's always the colonists.
And so this area has had a pretty wild history as well in terms of just like odd happenings. This episode kind of reminds me of our Alaska episode. But so for the most part, it wasn't too well populated.
What Alaska episode? Wait, I'm racking my brain.
With
the one with the dude?
The Nantinok, the one that you were doing Red Five Yes. Gleam. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't remember that was in Alaska.
Yes, that one. Sorry.
Slay. I was like, the Alaska episode.
How could you forget, Haley?
I was too busy focusing on other things that episode.
Fair enough. So yeah, so for the most part, there weren't like any big settlements up there. You know, it was still fairly well forested, like pretty untouched, really until like around the Civil War. And that's when there was kind of a big kind of surge in population at that point, specifically just because of like the logging industry and stuff like that. There was like a big need for kind of these additional supplies in the rest of the country.
Or to be boosting the economy.
So now we get into just kind of some of the crazy stories in the area. And it kind of feeds into this like, is there something driving people mad in this area? So we have several weird stories and then they lead to several ghost towns.
Ooh.
Yeah. So our first one is in 1831. It's a town called Patch Hollow.
Sounds like in an old timey horror like story.
Yeah, like it was a dark and stormy night.
That's exactly what I would expect the name to be.
It was a dark and stormy night in Patch Hollow.
Yes, a stranger came into town.
Yeah.
Like if you told me Patch Hollow is where the
Headless Horseman?
Yes!
Like Sleepy Hollow?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it sounds familiar.
That has one whole word the same.
You know what? Just don't listen to me. No. I'm so sorry. I'm a mess. I'm so tired.
Hi.
It's just like Sleepy Hollow.
It's Patch Hollow.
That's good. Good shit by me.
Wish Sleepy Hollow. Patch Hollow. Okay. So 1831, a town called Patch Hollow. There was a man called Roland Wheeler, who was not very well liked and was accused of sexual misconduct with his wife's sister.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
That's a big no.
Yeah. So after hearing this, some people from sort of the neighboring town were like, this is terrible. We need to get this guy. And so a mob formed to go and get him. But part of the mob got lost in the forest and they never made it to his home.
That's so iconic.
And so they weren't lost. They ended up finding their way back to their homes, but they never made it to his home. They never made it to the Wheelers. They were like, it was a good effort. Like,
good work, team.
Good work. Good hustle. Wasn't our best day, but...
But we didn't do it.
Another portion of the mob, I guess they had a map or something, they did find it, the Wheelers' cabin. And so they broke in and grabbed him. But in a frenzy, the crowds just started attacking and stabbing who they thought was Roland Wheeler. But after they calmed down, they realized that instead of attacking Wheeler, they had killed one of their own, Isaac Osborne.
No, literally, how does that happen? That is so
When
insane.
they tried to figure out what happened, they looked around and they found Wheeler's clothes on the ground. And what they came up with what happened was that Wheeler was able to get out of his clothes, hide under the bed while there was this sort of like frenzy going on,
Why didn't he
removed
get
a
naked?
couple of floorboards, and then crawled out of the cabin into the forest.
No, but like, I don't care about that part. Why the fuck was he naked while he did this?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you want clothes if you're crawling in the fucking floorboards and running into the forest?
My thing is, wouldn't you notice someone naked in this like mob?
No, like, why did he undress?
I think it was
That
someone was
is.
holding on to his clothes, and so he got out of his clothes.
Okay, that person's so dumb, whoever was holding onto his clothes. And they're like, oh my God, wait, he's good.
What happened?
Like, did you not notice the weight change?
I don't know. Listen, there might have been some drinking involved, might have been,
More than that. Yeah,
more than that.
wait, also, one guy was holding the dude. How did they stab the wrong guy?
Wrong one. I don't know.
I have so many questions, but we do not have enough time to answer all those.
Don't think I have answers for you. Like, I don't have answers for you.
Same.
I can't justify what they did. I'm just reporting what I saw. So yeah, that happened, and everyone was just kind of like, oh shit, and then like walked back to their houses and just left the body there. Because they were like, we don't know what to do. And so they walked back to their houses, and Wheeler was eventually caught, but he was found innocent and released. And
So all of that
all of that,
for an innocent man.
yes.
That's so colonial of them. Wait, this was not during that time, was
It
it?
was 1831.
Okay, I was right. That's
But
still giving
very,
colonial.
very soon after that, just a couple of years after that, the town was just completely abandoned and no one ever came back to rebuild it.
Well,
And the idea
that's
is
unfortunate.
that the crime kind of haunted the community and everyone wanted to escape it.
No, like that would haunt me too.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So
That
we're going
is.
to skip forward a little bit to 1867, in which there were the first of many bizarre reports coming from Glastonbury Mountain region, in which numerous residents were reporting encountering a cave-dwelling wild man who would terrorize women in the town of Bennington and Glastonbury. Reportedly, this man would pull back his long coat to reveal his nude body while waving his pistol and yelling before retreating back into the forest.
That's awful, obviously, but like, what?
It's just so random.
No,
And as
like,
far
that
as I
was
can
like,
tell, he was never caught.
the way that like every word that came out of your mouth, I like didn't know what was coming next. Like, what? Like, how
Yeah,
did naked body go to pistol? And then he didn't even shoot it, he just would be like, ah!
be like, straight back, straight back.
Like, what was the reason?
What was the reason? And then he'd go back into the forest. Which
Like,
makes me think it wasn't even like, it doesn't sound like people were in the forest and they like stumbled upon him. It sounds like he went, found people, and was like, I'm going to antagonize them and then I'm going to retreat.
I don't
So yeah.
even, yes, Slay.
And that man became known as the Wild Man of Glastonbury.
Wait, not Slay. I forgot what we were talking about while I flipped laundry. Not very slay of him to like flash
No,
women.
it's actually, yeah, no, it's not good.
Me, yes, slay, not even knowing what I'm saying.
We're going to skip a little bit. This is kind of an unknown time, but in sort of similar time period. I couldn't find the actual date.
Like late 1800s, kind of.
Yeah. So there apparently have been numerous sightings of a Bigfoot-like creature around the mountain that became known as the Bennington Monster. Very different from the Glastonbury Wild Man.
Yeah.
Just want to clear that up first. And one of the most famous reports occurred in the 1800s. There was a stagecoach full of passengers that was forced to stop because of a washed out road. And the stage driver was looking at the road ahead, and he noticed these very large footprints that looked human, but were way too big to be human. Then the coach was attacked by a large creature who apparently knocked it on its side.
Oh.
And when the passengers and the stagecoach man looked to see what happened, all they saw was this like hairy black humanoid that was 6 to 8 feet tall with glowing red eyes that apparently roared at them and then ran back into the forest.
It is not giving friend.
No, I would say probably not.
Frankly, the opposite.
I would actually say that I don't think they want to be bothered.
That's a really, really like good guess.
Yeah, I'm an empath, so
Empath.
I'm just gonna read these things. So I tried to look up some more about this creature. What I did find was that there was a more recent sighting in 2003 by Ray Dufresne, who was apparently driving by Glastonbury Mountain and spotted again a like humanoid figure with this like coarse black hair just covering it, that was well over 6 feet tall. But he just said he was driving past, saw it ran back into the woods. So not as exciting as it knocked over your vehicle, roared at you, and then ran back into the woods.
Yeah, very different vibe.
Yeah. But fun fact, there's apparently a Glastonbury monster in Connecticut. So Glastonbury's mountain, that's spelled with Glastonbury. This one is Ton. So I was very confused for a hot minute because I was like, wait, what?
No, that's so confusing.
So yeah, I guess there's, I mean, I guess technically this is the Bennington monster, but there is also a Glastonbury monster. So if you ever go looking for it, just know there is two of them.
Just know you will be confused.
Just know there's one in Connecticut and there's one in Vermont. So some additional things that happened, and this gets a little bit darker again, was two murders, one that happened in Fayetteville in 1892 and one that happened in Bickford Hollow in 1897. So in 1892, in the town of Fayetteville, John Crowley was working at the mill with a fellow mill worker, Henry McDowell, when he was suddenly bludgeoned by a rock by Henry.
Okay. That's a little. Was there like a motive?
No one is quite certain what led to this event. Some people say that they had been drinking and maybe they had argued,
That's like a
but
very intense way to kill someone.
yeah, like it's not
Like
a,
one of the most personal, one would say.
like we're talking some biblical like Cain and Abel shit right
No,
there.
like literally. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear bludgeoned by a rock every day.
No. So Henry tried to escape by fleeing to Canada, but was eventually he turned himself in. And when asked what happened, he claimed that the voices had convinced him to kill John. Yeah.
The voices.
So we don't like that.
No.
And of course, you
I
know,
actually hate it.
whether it was a mental health thing, or if it was, you know, something else, you know, he wasn't treated too well. So he was sentenced to a life sentence in an asylum, which probably just made things 1,000 times worse.
Yeah.
However, he did escape from the asylum by loading himself into a train car full of coal. And it was said that he lived in the forest near Glastonbury Mountain, but it was never confirmed where he actually ended up.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is definitely a dark spot. The other dark spot in 1897, so just 5 years after, a second murder occurred. So it was the first day of deer season, and John Harbour was out to hunt. He was 40 years old. He was a prominent citizen. He knew the area well. So he set out for Bickford Hollow in hopes of getting buck. However, he was discovered to have been shot dead and had apparently been dragged for several yards from where the shooting had taken place and left at the foot of a cedar tree. Where he slowly bled out, and his fully loaded rifle was right next to him. And they never found a
Oh.
suspect.
Oh my God, that's like crazy. Also,
Yeah.
just like to leave him to bleed out.
Yeah, to like drag him
Put him by a
and leave
tree.
him. And
Yeah.
also, this is something that they mentioned, or one of the websites mentioned, the fact that his like gun was next to him fully loaded. There's kind of this idea of like taunting, like, oh, you can't even do this, like
I was
the
gonna
most
say,
simple
like,
thing.
that feels very personal.
Yeah, it's very creepy. And so, yeah, it's just a complete cold case. No one knows what happened. There's were no suspects. No one ever got charged with it. It's just a complete mystery.
That's kind of crazy, because that feels very personal and like something that it would be pretty easy to like track down. Oh,
Yeah.
well, this guy has spoken bad about him, you know?
Or like this guy had a business deal with him that went sour. Just something like that. Something that had to happen. Or like, I don't know, a brother-in-law that like didn't like how he was treating his wife. Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, nothing was ever found. So like I said, sort of a lot of these towns were founded on the logging industry. However, with sort of this intense logging and deforestation, a lot of these towns started to decline just because you had to go farther and farther out to get better trees. And so pretty soon, you couldn't just stay in this town to actually go out and do your job. So in order to try to save these towns, a lot of them tried to become tourist destinations. So specifically, Glastonbury built itself a summer resort in an old logger's boarding house. And they had a hotel there. They had apartments. They had a casino. They tried to really make like the works. They had a little trolley car that used to be the old logging cart that you could ride up the mountain to the hotel.
That's kind of fun.
It is fun. Like they really tried. Here, let me show you a picture of it actually. So
Oh,
this
okay.
is,
Oh, there's the trolley.
yeah, you can see the little trolley. Here's the kind of resort that was up on top of the mountain. And so they like put a lot of effort into, okay, we're going to save this town. Going to make it a good place. People are going to want to come here. It's going to be great. However, just like barely a year after they did this, a flood occurred in 1898
Oh.
that completely destroyed the tracks, destroyed the casino, destroyed the resort. And
That
so
sucks.
it was just abandoned for good. And it's thought that actually what caused this flood was like there was all this snow melt from the mountains. And without the trees, sort of usually around that area, there was just all of this erosion that
Well, if
basically
it
caused like
isn't
a
the
landslide.
well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
I know. And so it never recovered, and slowly people started to leave. And by 1937, it was fully unincorporated, along with several of the other towns like Somerset. So all of these like once kind of like booming towns had all this like crazy shit happen in them, and then just suddenly ghost towns.
And just nothing, yeah.
Yeah. However, a lot of people still like to hike in the area, I showed the first picture before, and it's a beautiful area.
It's very pretty.
Not to mention you can like go and find a lot of the sort of ruined buildings, like a lot of the old cellars and stuff like that. So that's kind of a neat thing to do too. However, this is where the next thing comes in. So in 1937, a lot of these towns become ghost towns. Then from 1943 to 1950, six people went missing in the area. And that's where it really started to get its reputation. Of these six people, only two of them had their bodies found. And they were found under very strange circumstances.
Oh.
So I'm planning to go more in depth into these missing people's cases, but one of them was found with large footprints surrounding the body, and an autopsy
Oh.
had revealed that the man had been squeezed to death.
That's insane. How have I not heard of that?
I don't know. I didn't know how I hadn't heard of it either.
It's because the
The
government's covering it up, not the government.
Yeah. So don't worry. I'm going to go into more in depth into all these stories. The other case in which they found a body of one of the missing people, it showed up in an area that had been heavily searched before. And the body was so decayed, it was impossible to determine cause of death.
Oh my God.
Additionally, two of the people that went missing in that sort of six people were wearing bright red.
Which is like so easy to spot.
So it became known as bad luck to wear red while hiking on Glastonbury Mountain.
Oh, that's creepy.
So if you're ever going there, you got to watch out for that.
Don't wear red.
One explanation, or I should say, quote, explanation for these disappearances and why there was like not even a body found
The Rock?
is the man-eating stone,
Yes!
which
I was waiting for him.
I know you are. So there is said to be a stone on Glastonbury Mountain that if you step on it, it will eat you. This has apparently persisted through generations, and is thought to have been a legend even before the Mayflower landing in 1620.
Wait, that's hilarious. It's not like something that moves around. Like, it's just you step on the wrong rock. Why would anyone step on rocks there then? Problem
Well, it's like
solved.
a huge stone.
Oh. But two bodies were found.
Yes.
Period.
I mean, I'm not saying this is the
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Me, well, two bodies were found. So what?
it
So
can't be
freaking what?
the
The Rock couldn't have done this.
Rock. Now I'm just picturing like Dwayne the Rock Johnson, like roaming through the woods.
Just like snake opening his mouth.
Like jaw unhinged.
Yeah. In one bite, swallows human.
So a quote from our favorite Joseph Citro's book, called The Vermont Monster's Guide states, and this is a quote,
Things I didn't know I needed.
I know. I feel like in my new apartment, I'm just going to have like a library of
Obscure books.
obscure books like
The
Vermont
Monster's
Monster
Guide.
Guide and like Monsters of Illinois or whatever.
No, like, I love that.
I do too. I am actually so excited for it. This quote from his book says, "No one alive has seen this dangerous anomaly in Glastonbury Mountain. Native Americans knew of it and warned people away. We can only imagine it is a sizable rock large enough for you to stand on. But when someone stands upon it, the rock becomes less solid and, like a living thing, swallows the unfortunate trespasser. A number of disappearances have been reported on Glastonbury Mountain. Could all of those vanished folks have stepped on inadvertently on this hungry stone?"
All of them inadvertently stepped on this hungry stone.
This hungry stone? And just so you know, I got th this quote from an article called Six Strange Rocks of New England.
What were the there's six
There's six of them.
things I did not
I
expect.
can send you the article after this.
That's so funny. Six strange stones of
No,
Vermont. Number
New
one, like
England.
number two is like this one kind of looks like a skull. Number one, man-eating
This
rock
one eats people.
literally consumes people.
And so here, let me get you a picture, an illustration of our man-eating rock. And you're going to love it.
No,
I'm
I
so
know I
excited.
will. No, I've actually never loved anything more than that. Why is it eating it in its like head to see? Like there's literally a mouth, but the hiddussy is swallowing the human. I love her. No, I literally love her. I want nothing but the best for her.
I support rocks right and rocks wrongs.
Yeah, no, I really do. Especially this one's.
I knew. I was looking so hard for a picture of
And
this.
you delivered.
And I found this and I was like, I've hit it. I've hit gold.
In my brain, okay, one, why is this the bird? Wait, can I like, I need to annotate. I need to
Yeah,
annotate
go
right
for it.
now. How do I annotate? Why is it not letting me? View. View options. Why can't I annotate? Whiteboard. No. More. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. The birds in the bottom right-hand corner, why are they shitting? Yeah.
I don't know.
The
I mean,
birds
wouldn't you be
in.
shitting yourself if you saw this?
No. The birds in the left, or like the top, they look like hearts, and in my world, they are hearts.
They aren't. They're your love for the man-eating stone.
Yeah, personified.
God. I just love it. I love it so much. So that's mostly what I have for this section. It's more of just history and then like a fun little tidbit
No,
of
I liked
this
it though.
man-eating stone. And to sort of leave you with, there's was apparently a travel brochure that was about the towns and villages, and there was an entire paragraph devoted to Glastonbury Mountain. And the last seven words of the paragraph read, quote, "We don't recommend you make the trip."
It's like a trip advisor.
Yeah. It's like, actually don't go here.
So, like, that's our review, and our review is it's a no from me, dog.
It's a no, it's 1 star, a rock tried to eat my friend.
Literally, a rock tried to eat my friend. Like,
Can't say I
oh.
loved it. So yeah, that is the first story
Well, that was very iconic. Thank you.
of the Bennington Triangle. I'm glad you liked it.
I really did.
I knew at
The
the very
rock.
least you would like the man-eating stone.
No, I. You don't understand. I'm obsessed. Like, she really is that girl.
Well, with that, if you want to
We have a
see the
Twitter.
picture of the man-eating stone, I'll post it on our Twitter.
Oh, and that's at Mr. MTN Pod. Sorry.
No, you're good.
And we also have birthday and Sierra, I guess.
We
That
also have
is
what?
mysterymountainpodcast@gmail.com. I feel like we're connecting weird right now.
I think so too. I think our internet's being a little weird.
Oh my God, yeah, you answered that like 10 seconds after I said it.
Oh no. Okay.
Also, rate and subscribe on whatever platform you listen to your podcasts on.
And thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Hope you appreciate this episode. And we'll see you
Wait,
next time. What?
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 Nothing. Nothing.
No, what were you going to say?
No, continue.
We'll see you next time on Mystery Mountain.
I'm the man-eating rock.